morning and welcome to MTSU on the Record. I'm Jenna Logue, and we're coming to you from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the studios of WMOT-FM. Our guest today is Shelby Crocker, who is a student at MTSU, a fashion merchandising major from Milan, Tennessee, who has had the experience of a lifetime. Earlier this year, she got to work as an intern in New York for Fashion News Live while Fashion Week was in progress, which is a week of very intensive emphasis on haute couture in New York City, one of maybe the five places on the planet that is best known for being the fashion style trendsetters when it comes to clothing. And Shelby is going to tell us all about her experiences in the Big Apple and her designs, if you will, pardon the pun, on a career in fashion. Welcome, Shelby. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
How did you find out about this opportunity, first of all?
Well, at first, I began just sending my resume to magazines, companies, anything that I could think of that I loved, that I had passion about, you know, that I've been reading for a while. And, I mean, it was about 20 or so, and then I went to Ms. Kwan, that works here, the teacher here, the professor, and she told me about a few people that I could maybe introduce myself to, any kind of opportunity that was coming up that I was interested in, you know, she would give me the information on it.
Yeah.
And she gave me this email, and I was actually about to leave her office, and then she said, you know, Shelby, hold on just a second. And so I went back, and she gave me this email that Aaron Brown had sent her recently, and I was flattered because, you know, at the subject it was Fashion News Live, and I mean, you know, that sounds exciting in itself right there, Fashion News Live.
Aaron works for Fashion News Live. Right.
Aaron is the producer of Fashion News Live. And so I read the email. She was looking for an intern for Fashion Week, and I mean, right there, I mean, she had me sold. I was just like, okay, I need to email her. I need to send her my resume. Things need to get going. I need to get this. And so I sent her an email, my resume, and then probably about 3 weeks later, I luckily got an interview with her. We met in Lebanon, and I believe that's her hometown. And we met at a Starbucks in Lebanon, and the interview went great. I couldn't have asked for a better interview. And I was at home about an hour later after leaving Lebanon, and she had already emailed me saying, you know, I have a really good feeling about you, you know, let's start working. And so I was just like, okay, you know, that's awesome. And so from then on, I started working for Fashion News Live, and that was in December. And then we were preparing for Fashion Week, you know, we had a lot of stuff to deal with, just like little petty things that, you know, I needed to do that they needed help on. So I took care of that, and in February, I was at Fashion Week.
What do they do at Fashion Week? Tell me what the scene is like. Describe what happens.
The scene is absolutely amazing. Like, there's so much energy going on. I mean, all you see is just people running around everywhere. And, you know, maybe 1 second you'll see a celebrity. Then you're just like, okay, that was just, you know, Whitney Port. I got to stay focused. And, but most of all, just like, there's a lot of companies there that are advertising, like Apple would be there, you know, just different companies, makeup companies. And every so often, I think it's about hourly, they'll have a fashion show, and, you know, different designers, like, you know, just to name the top, Ralph Lauren,
Donna Karan, Vera Wang.
Yes, Vera Wang. I mean, anybody you can think of, top designer.
Isaac Mizrahi, Yves Saint Laurent.
Yes, I mean, all of those people that you hear about, they were there.
And this was held where in New York exactly? Was it all in one building or?
It was at the Tents in Manhattan.
Okay. So the people would come in and show off their wares, but it would also give them great designers an opportunity to strut their stuff.
Exactly.
Okay. And while you were there, did you have a chance to actually sit down and talk turkey with some of the giants of the industry and talk about
fashion merchandising, fashion creation, and the ins and outs of the business?
Well, most of the time I was dealing with the whole camera setup, and my job would be they would shoot the videos, I would get the recordings and the tapes, and I would upload them to the site. Mm-hmm. And what we were trying to do is just right as he would do an interview with celebrity, designer, whoever, we would try to get that footage on the site as soon as possible. So that was my job.
Yeah. What did you take away from this experience that you think is going to help you both in your college career and your professional career?
I mean, first of all, it's a huge industry. I mean, it's competitive. You got to be aggressive. You need to really want it. You got to have passion about it to even make it, I think. Mm-hmm. And I mean, from that experience alone, I just learned that, you know, if I really want this, you know, just to go for it, you know what I mean? And try to take on every single opportunity that you can just to gain the practice, the knowledge, the education. I mean, just from that trip, I learned so much that I couldn't learn anywhere else in any other environment. I learned so much just in that particular scene.
What were some of the things that you learned?
Just for instance, there were so many things I learned. Just from my job, I would have to, you know, stay focused. You know, I couldn't get distracted, even though I was seeing all of these, like, famous people. You know, I'm from a small town. That's a big deal to me. Mm-hmm. But I would see all of my fashion icons. You know, just the point is to stay focused and just to pretty much I had to do exactly what was asked of me. And this was pretty much my first impression on the spot for my boss, Aaron. Mm-hmm. And so I really just had to stick it out there, do what I was asked, when I was asked, and just try to do the job as best as I could.
Did Aaron give you good reviews?
She did. She said I did a great job, and I was really excited for that. So, yeah.
Well, from what you were able to tell about the business, just from being that atmosphere, is success in the fashion industry all about who you know, what you know, or how hard you work?
All of the above.
Really?
Yes, really. I mean, networking is big. You got to know people. You got to make the connections in order to really get out there. I mean, it's almost sad that it's like that. You know, you got to know people to get in deep and just try to get your name out there and the experience that you want to. But I mean, yeah, I would say all of the above. You got to know who to talk to. You got to know how to do it. You got to know just to be on your best, you know, behavior. You know, do exactly what you're told to do from the get-go, even if it's just getting your foot in the door. I mean, that's all it takes just to get your foot in the door, and, you know, everything's pretty much icing on the cake from then on.
Were there any famous models working the event that you saw?
I didn't see any famous models, but
it was more about designers than models, or?
Right, more about designers than models. But I actually got to go to a fashion show, and it was a Jill Stewart fashion show, and before I went, I was just thinking, you know, what if I got to see Whitney Port? And obviously, I've already said this in this interview, and I really, really like Whitney Port. She's one of my favorites. And she was actually the first famous person that I saw there. And, I mean, that's all I could ask for. Right at the fashion show, the first one I went to, I looked down, and Rocco, the host of Fashion News, I was interviewing her. I was just like, oh, my gosh. I was freaking out.
If we're not acquainted with Whitney Port, tell us a little something about her and what kind of clothes she designs.
Whitney Port, I was first introduced to her from her show, The City, and she works for Elle Magazine, and The City actually comes on tonight. I can't wait to see it. Mm-hmm. But The City it's all about Elle Magazine, and I mean, if you're a fashion fan, if you're passionate about fashion, I mean, this show, you can learn a lot just from this show alone, just how the industry works and how they're really aggressive and how, you know, sometimes I think people really underestimate the whole fashion industry, maybe just think it's just all fun and games kind of thing, but
or shallow.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into this industry. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, fashion is forever. You always got to wear clothes. So, I mean, it's a forever fashion industry. And so, I mean, the show just really emphasizes the whole importance of the industry. But then again, it adds a little fun into it. Mm-hmm. Just because she's young, people can really relate to her and really learn a lot from her, just the way she works and how she has a good attitude.
I think what we see on television, we see the runway, of course. We see the shows. We see maybe models getting ready for a photo op or something like that. But we don't see people trying to make deals for mass production and mass distribution of their clothes. I mean, the clothes have to get to the racks somehow, and the difference between different kinds of clothes, the ones that go to boutiques and are very selective and specialty oriented, and the others that are will end up in the rack at your, you know, favorite department store in any town USA, that kind of thing. I mean, it's there it is more multifaceted than we get to see on TV, isn't it?
I mean, it's a broad industry.
What sort of clothes are you attracted to? What designers do you think captivate you and capture your sense of style more than anything else?
I should really know this off the top of my head, but I really don't.
If not what name designers, then what types of clothing are you attracted
to? You know, the funny / ironic thing is I'm not necessarily about just labels. I mean, mm-hmm. I have lots of respect for the well-known, really, you know, just out there designers that, you know, we all know today, the most well-known. But I think of fashion as more about just your own individual style. You know, fashion is fashion. You know, fashion's going to be forever. And I just think fashion is bought. But, you know, people have their own style. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm really big on individual style and really, like, showing your personality, you know, your interest, what you're passionate about through your style. It's not necessarily about the labels.
All right. So you can display your own style through what kind of clothing would you like, if you were a designer, to design the most? Sportswear, formal wear, casual wear, business clothing, haute couture? What kind of fashion appeals most to you?
Personally, I really enjoy the ready-to-wear because, mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it, you know, with my age, you know, I wake up and I'm ready to put something on, ready-to-wear. Mm-hmm. So, and that's most of what I wear, but as far as any other kind of style or whatever, I wouldn't mind doing formal wear. I mean, formal wear is fun, you know. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're about to go to a formal or a formal event, you know, it's exciting. So that would be an exciting kind of style to design, or, you know, anything like that.
Mm-hmm. What do you think when you see a fashion show on television and some lady says, "Oh, I really like that," but you look at that individual and go, you know, you don't want to hurt their feelings, but there's no way in the world that that particular mm-hmm. body can pull off that particular style.
Right.
I mean, that's got to be one of those things. It's like, you know, each of us has to know what we can and can't mm-hmm. wear, right?
Right.
And how do you deal with that as a designer? Do you want to design for different body types? Do you want to design for all kinds of women, all kinds of ages?
Well, you know, I don't really see myself right now being a fashion designer. Mm-hmm. I'm more so about the fashion editing and mm-hmm. journaling, and also, like, right now I'm doing a style tip column for the Mile and Mirror Exchange, and, you know, that's where my hometown is. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that right there is just an awesome experience. I get so much experience, so much, you know, knowledge, education, practice.
Mm-hmm. What kind of feedback do you get?
Oh, I get lots of feedback. All of my friends love it. I mean, people that, you know, I haven't really talked to, I've kind of lost contact with over the years since I've graduated and all that. All of them have either called me, emailed me, anything, just to let me know that, you know, they're reading it and they enjoy it. And I mean, that just makes my day.
So you wouldn't mind working at Women's Wear Daily or Vogue or Elle or one of those publications?
I would not mind a bit. Not at all.
Do you ever look at something like the movie The Devil Wears Prada, which is supposed to be based on Anna Wintour? The mm-hmm. Meryl Streep character is supposed to be based on Anna Wintour, the editor of Vogue. And you go, I could never be that kind of person. Or surely this woman is not really like this.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the fashion industry is really, really competitive. I mean, you got to be really aggressive. You got to learn to take criticism. And I mean, back to the show The City, Whitney Port's boss, Kelly, she is known to be, you know, really, you know, not kind of mean, actually, just mean. But I mean, you know, you got to be. And I mean, you can either take it as mean or you can take it as, you know, this is my job. I need to know what I need to do. And, you know, if it takes, you know, that kind of, you know, feedback, guidance, whatever, you know, you just need to take it and just forget about the meanness and just try to do your job the best you can.
When you were in New York for Fashion Week, was that your first time in New York?
Yes. Okay. And coming from a small town, New York is like the world compared to my town. I mean, there's so many things you can do at all times of the day. And I mean, the lights, you know, I hear about the lights at night. I mean, it was totally inspiring. It was an awesome experience.
Did you get to do any fun things when you weren't working?
Well, I was working most of the time, but I did get one night, and my mom actually went to Fashion Week with me. And so while I was working, she got to go shopping and all that kind of fun stuff. But I would rather be what I was doing. But we also, on that one night that I got to have, we went to a Broadway show. We went to go see Mamma Mia. And that was incredible. That was a lot of fun.
Haven't seen the show, but I have seen the movie, and mm-hmm. it is fun.
Yeah, the movie compared to the show, I mean, not even. It's not even.
Not even, close. Compare.
It was awesome.
Yeah. If I were in your shoes, I guess I would wonder how you become interested in the fashion industry. Growing up in Milan, Tennessee, because mm-hmm. I don't suppose if you were walking down the streets of downtown Milan, no offense, Milan, that you would see a lot of haute couture on the ladies
right.
who
Not
worked
at all.
Yeah.
But it's really weird because at a younger age, like in elementary school, I was your typical tomboy. I mean, I wore Adidas all the time. I mean, I looked like a boy. I even played on the boys' baseball team. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine that. But I really got into fashion when I started to get into high school, maybe middle of middle school. And about seventh grade, I just really started to have a passion for fashion. Mm-hmm. And I really just enjoyed the whole, I mean, you're just like, I believe fashion is just a walking kind of personality and image of yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can pretty much just show who you are, what you like, your passions, just by what you're wearing.
Where were you able to find the kind of clothes that you wanted to wear in high school when you were going to high school? Or did you have to go out of town to shop? Or did you have clothes made for you? Did you make clothes or did you have them made for you?
No, I mean, honestly, I really didn't have to go far or anything like that to get, you know, the style that I wanted. From my personal kind of interest, I can just pretty much wear anything kind of thing mm-hmm. and somehow turn it around to where it looks my style, it looks me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can just, like, mix. I love mix and matching.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I can pretty much just try to wear anything. And, you know, I can find it anywhere. I don't have to go to, you know, New York, even though they have awesome clothes. But
you see this blouse over here at this store, and you think, oh, this will go great with those shoes I bought yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
I mean, yeah, that happened all the time.
Yeah. Then this developed. Did you know that you wanted to get into this line of work or an offshoot of this kind of work, the reporting of it, when you were in high school? Is that what helped you decide what your major was going to be in college?
Well, honestly, in high school, I didn't have a clue as to what, you know, I was going to do, you know, after college or what I was going to pursue in college. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really didn't, like, come to me that, you know, I like fashion enough to where I need to pursue a career in it, you know. Mm-hmm. Fashion to me was just all fun and just, you know, enjoyable to try to do, to dress, you know, the way I wanted to dress and all that kind of thing. And it was almost just like it was too good to be true kind of thing. And I had that stuck in my mind. But in college, you know, it just kind of hit me that, you know, I like fashion enough to where I really believe that I can get far with this and do what I want to do. And, you know, I like it that much and have an interest in it that much that, you know, if you like something to the point of you doing anything, it doesn't matter the hour of night, it doesn't matter how much work you got to do to get there. If you really enjoy something and you have a passion for that type of thing, you know, you can do anything you want to do. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of dawned on me one day that, you know, I like fashion enough to where I'll do anything to pursue it each day.
Yeah.
Wake up and do it.
I think sometimes the average woman will look at a model coming down the runway on TV and they will see her wearing something that looks really avant-garde. It's obviously a product of a lot of creativity or something, mm-hmm. but she's sitting there in the living room thinking, who on earth wears that? Can you understand that feeling? Can you empathize with that feeling when you see not everything, certainly, that comes from the designers, but when there are certain kinds of especially dramatically different clothing that the average woman is sitting there going, who are they designing this for?
Yeah, I mean, I can relate to that. I mean, every designer has, you know, their individual passion. And just to try to meet everyone's needs, the consumer's needs, I mean, they want to meet everyone's needs and they want everybody to like their clothing and their line. But then again, they want to stick to their personal interest in their clothing, you know, and just design clothing. And, I mean, I think it all just comes with your personal style, your personal interest, you know. I mean, each person's obviously different, we all know that. And I mean, if you feel like wearing something, you know, off the wall, I mean, I just say you go for it. If people stare at you, I mean, you know, sorry, you know. Mm-hmm. it's just real simple. I just think you need to dress the way you want to dress. I mean, it's you, you know, you're your own individual. You know, who cares what anybody really thinks?
For you, it's an expression of your individuality, right?
Exactly. And I love that about fashion. That's my favorite thing.
If you had to describe your individual style, your individual fashion sense to somebody, put it in words, could you? How would you describe it?
I don't know. My fashion style is so just different each day, really. I mean, I'll tell you a story. I was talking to my friend the other day, and she was asking me how I could fit all of my clothes in one suitcase whenever I went to London and Paris. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that was a challenge because honestly, whenever I go out of town, I don't know what to pack because each day I feel different. I have a different feeling whenever I wake up. Yeah. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what day it is, you know, or anything like that, the season, whatever. I'm going to wear what I feel like, you know, I want to wear that day. So it's so hard to, like, pre-pack, you know, for a week because, you know, you never know how you're going to feel one day. If you want to go, you know, soft with colors, wear pastels, you know, whatever the case may be. Or, you know, the next day you want to go full-on rock star and wearing studs and, you know, black, whatever. I love wearing black. But, I mean, as far as my individual style, I don't really have a pinpointed, really, just style that I go by. Mm-hmm. It's really out there. I mean, I really like the whole, I don't like perfection at all. Right. I think perfection is boring. I like imperfections. I like, you know, soft with the hard, like mix and match, like I said before. Mm-hmm. I mean, my style is really just everywhere.
That means you're eclectic. You take one from column A and two from column B and put it together just based on how you feel.
Right. Exactly.
You did spend part of this summer in London and Paris. Tell me what that was like for you.
It was amazing. It was the experience of a lifetime. I mean, you get introduced to so many new things that you never see anywhere. I mean, just the street fashion is so inspiring because you'll see one person, you know, walking down the street and, you know, even I was thinking to myself, you know, why are they wearing that? But, you know, I would just think back and say, you know what? Well, you know, they may not like my style. They may ask themselves, you know, what is that girl thinking? What is she wearing? But you could really, really tell the London society and the fashion fans, whenever they wake up, they're going to wake up and they're going to wear exactly what they feel like wearing. I mean, one person I passed, he had on just like some black slacks and a shirt that kind of, it kind of looked as if it was a conductor shirt type thing. And then he had on earphones.
You mean like a train conductor?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
And like, and then he had on headphones and, he had on a musician kind of, I guess they call it man purse now, but, and I mean, like, you could obviously tell he was really, really passionate about music.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just the fashion there is just so broad, and it's really inspiring. It just really gives you another insight on fashion. Really.
And then in Paris, which of course is known all over the world, did you get to see any designer houses, or was just walking up and down the street you see people in different types of styles?
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, I thought it was London was a lot more open about fashion. A lot more open.
You see, that's surprising to me because, you know, in the 60s around Carnaby Street and the swinging mod scene and everything, then that's when London, in my generation, really got to be known as a fashion trendsetter. But I didn't realize that it was a fashion trendsetter today. I think we think of it as rather staid and stodgy and everything, but you're saying that's not the case.
It's really not. I mean, London was, like I said, they were more open about style and a lot more unique just overall. And in Paris, it was more business type. And it was funny because one of the girls that was on the trip, she just wore regular shorts. I mean, just any shorts you'd see. Not short at all. I mean, flattering, just shorts. And, I mean, she got some mean looks. I don't know what it was about those shorts. But, I mean, I think Paris is more on the conservative side and not so just open and expressive about their style.
That's amazing. It's almost as though the two cities have switched roles or
images. Very ironic.
And it's very ironic, too, because the wife of the president of France, Nicolas Sarkozy, Madame Sarkozy, is a model. Mm-hmm. She's a former model. Beautiful woman.
It's weird. I didn't understand it. I was just like, you know, what's going on here? I was expecting the exact opposite. And you hear in Paris, it rains all the time. And, or no, I'm sorry, in London, you hear it rains all the time. But in London, we had sunny days every single day. And in Paris, it rained every single day. So it was totally flip-flopped that way, too. So I was kind of caught off guard.
But it was a great learning experience.
It was a great learning experience.
Was this totally about fashion for you, or was this a study abroad trip in which you just happened to be able to absorb some of the fashion sense of the two cities?
Really both. I mean, I was really looking forward to just seeing the street fashion, to see how they dressed. I mean, that in itself is just really inspiring and just cool to really get introduced to, because you never see that kind of fashion. I mean, fashion is pretty much different everywhere you go. And the education that was on the trip, I mean, we got to go to different museums. We got to go to different fashion houses, different designers' workshops. I mean, we got to learn a lot of different things that you really don't even read in fashion textbooks. I mean, this was just like really inside, kind of behind the scenes type of education and knowledge that you can just carry with you for forever.
And when do you graduate, Shelby?
Next May, hopefully. That's my plan.
You're on track to graduate next May. Well, I wish you the best of luck, and I know that all of these experiences really enriched you and thrilled you, and they're going to help propel you further along in your career after you get the sheepskin.
You're right.
Thank you, Shelby.
Thank you so much.
This is MTSU on the Record. I'm Jenna Logue. Please join us again at the same time next Sunday. Don't forget, you can check out the podcast at your leisure at mtsunews.com, and we're available on iTunes.